Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Live 95, the IBI, and funded by Commission Na Mban with a television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
This week is all about phishing. We will look at how EU regulation is changing in an attempt to improve compliance and traceability in the supply chain. As an EU member state, Ireland's fishing policy is set by the Common Fisheries Policy. Adopted 40 years ago in 1983, the Common Fisheries Policy was established to ensure sustainable exploitation of fish stocks. It has proven to be a contentious issue in Ireland throughout the years, as Ireland owns approximately 12% of the total of EU waters. However, EU rules allow foreign vessels to catch up to 80% of the fish in Irish waters. In recent years, Irish fishermen were dealt with further cuts in a post-Brexit trade deal between the United Kingdom and the European Union, known as the Trade Cooperation Agreement, and coming into force in 2021. The deal obliges European vessels to progressively transfer to the UK part of their quota shares for certain fish stocks in the Atlantic Ocean and the North Sea. For Ireland's fishing industry, this means a 15% cut to its quotas by 2025 and a projected annual loss of €43 million, making Ireland one of the worst affected countries by this deal. Irish MEPs have had their say in a recent deal in the EU to improve compliance and traceability in fishing. Journalist Sarah Coleman spoke to Green MEP Grace O'Sullivan during the October session of the European Parliament in Strasbourg and asked what these negotiations were hoping to achieve.
This was the fisheries control regulation, and it has taken the last 4 years of hundreds of meetings to try to come to an agreement amongst as many parties as possible that we need to modernise the fishing fleet in terms of fisheries control. My objective from the outset was that we should support the family fishermen, fisherwomen, fishing communities, so that what they call small-scale fisheries. And the second is that we should prioritise sustainability of stocks so that we have a fish into the future. So that, I mean, the fish is such an important resource for us in terms of good food, but we need to ensure that those who are going out in very difficult circumstances, often hitting storms and whatever, that they are well looked after, and then that that the control mechanisms on board are in place. So in the past, fishermen would have had paper logbooks, and this can be done electronically now. So essentially what we were doing was modernising the control of the fishing in general, and that's to sustain the fish resource into the future and support fishermen and women.
On the topic of traceability and fishing, a new outlaw ocean investigation suggests that China is using forced labour in seafood processing factories, seafood that is being exported to the United States and the European Union. Fianna Fáil MEP Barry Andrews has warned this could have major implications for Irish retailers if this seafood is making its way to supermarket shelves in Ireland, and explained to Sarah what this investigation means.
Yeah, it's a wake-up call for everybody to realise that while these large supermarkets will try to avoid their supply chain being tainted with forced labour and modern slavery, the investigation took 4 years to establish these facts. So this is the kind of work that journalism is essential for, because clearly these businesses weren't able to establish these facts themselves. I don't believe they turned a blind eye to it. I simply don't think they were able to do what these journalists were able to do. So now these companies are going to have to reflect on it. And already in other countries, not in Ireland, there have been resignations in respect of importers. There have been investigations ordered at government level. There have been parliamentary hearings initiated. And I think in Ireland, we'll really have to take this very seriously. People want to do the right thing about responsible consumption. Nobody wants to have anything in their shopping trolley that might have resulted in children that are working in slave labour conditions or forced labour conditions. And so we need to tackle this issue very, very seriously.
Are there any particular products that are impacted by this that people might be familiar with?
Well, what we do know is that There are at least four Irish retailers named in the report, and obviously they have the right to their reputation and the right to and the right to reply was offered to them by the journalists as they prepared this report very, very thoroughly and very professionally and according to all journalistic ethics. And those companies are Aldi, Lidl, Tesco and Musgraves. So I think what will be required is for them to take a fresh look at their supply chain, to ban specific products where there is a risk that there is forced labour in the supply chain. And if they are associated in any way with some of the importing companies that have been named, I think there are various products that will have to be stopped. But we are dealing with seafood products, mostly frozen seafood products. The report itself focused on squid, which is we know as calamari. And so there are probably a lot of tainted products in the Irish supply chain.
To learn more about Ireland's fishing industry, a great resource is marine.ie that provides an overview on the management of our fishing industries.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Live 95 and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.